Your best leadership isn't the moment people finally notice you. It's every faithful moment before that. You know, the ones that nobody claps for. If you're measuring your impact by applause, you're measuring the wrong thing. Here's the problem I see in leaders every single day. Honestly, one, I've lived myself. We've become obsessed with measuring the wrong things. Engagement scores, performance dashboards, quarterly targets, social impressions, attendance numbers, survey results. None of that is bad on its own. The danger is when it becomes our only definition of impact. Because every leader has lived this. You invest in your team, you mentor an employee, you coach a struggling student, you lead another meeting, you solve another crisis, and then nothing. No thank you. No breakthrough, no visible return. That's when the question creeps in. Does any of this even matter? It does. But leadership often produces delayed dividends. And the moment you decide your work doesn't matter because the dashboard didn't move this week, you stop planting. And an organization full of leaders who've stopped planting is an organization quietly running out of harvest. Let me take you back to 2022. I was trying to sell a business that didn't work out. My brother and I weren't speaking financially, emotionally, mentally. It was a hard season. And in the middle of all that, I was also finishing my doctorate. I wasn't chasing opportunity. I didn't have the emotional energy to chase anything. But that's exactly when I learned the strategy I still build my leadership around. Stop measuring impact by immediate response. Start measuring faithfulness by consistent output. Not because consistency guarantees a quick return, it doesn't, but because you never know which piece of work is quietly doing its job somewhere you can't see. Which conversation, which lesson, which video you posted years ago. So how does this actually get built brick by brick? Here's what it looks like in practice. Keep producing. Even when the metrics are flat. I hadn't created many YouTube videos in over a decade. I still had one that found someone. Protect the relationships you've already built. Don't just chase new ones. A director booked me because he remembered a keynote from years earlier. I never followed up with him once. Ask the question, how did you find me? Every single time. I asked that question to someone from Bakersfield, California, and that question told me, a video I posted in 2011, maybe 2012, was still working for me in 2023. You won't know what's working unless you ask. Separate the season from the verdict. 2022 nearly wrecked me, but it did not get the final word. Don't let a bad quarter, a bad year, a closed door become your permanent conclusion about the work. Turn clients into relationships, not transactions. That Bakersfield opportunity didn't end at the keynote. It became an ongoing relationship, the kind that keeps paying forward long after the invoice is closed. And say thank you before you say anything else. When the coordinator of that event wrote to me to tell me the impact I'd left on her district, I didn't email back. I called her. Some acknowledgments deserve more than just a reply to an email. You don't plant a seed because you know exactly when it will grow. You plant it because you believe it will. That's not passive optimism. That's a disciplined leadership habit. So let me show you what faithfulness before the finish line actually produced. One old, low-performing video posted about a decade earlier, with barely any views at the time, generated a direct speaking inquiry in 2023. Zero active marketing behind it. One dormant relationship, untouched by any follow-up on my end, converted into a booked keynote after years of silence. One speaking engagement turned into four with that same district, not a transaction, a recurring partnership, and one follow-up phone call made months later from the original booking reinforced the relationship enough that the client booked me again for the following year. None of it showed up on a dashboard the week the work was done. All of it showed up eventually, because the work didn't stop being faithful just because nobody was watching. That's the part leaders forget. Impact compounds like interest in an investment account. Every conversation, every act of service, Every unnoticed moment of consistency keeps earning long after you made the deposit. You just don't get the statement every month. So hear me on this. If your team's engagement scores are flat this quarter, that doesn't mean the culture work isn't landing. If the initiative you launched hasn't shown ROI yet, that doesn't mean it was the wrong initiative. If the person you mentored hasn't circled back to thank you, that doesn't mean the mentorship didn't matter. Leadership often transforms lives long before it moves metrics. Real impact is often invisible at first. The leaders who quit in the quiet season never find out what their video, their keynote, their unnoticed act of consistency was about to do. Keep planting. The harvest doesn't forget, even when you do.